you get that hat?
It's my fun hat when I go to the beach.
Billabong. I can't even see that. I have to blow this up.
Well, I'm trying to distract you from the Niners 2-3 record.
Oh, wow.
If you make fun of the gear, then you'll lay off my Niners. That was my strategy coming into the pod.
You don't even have your green screen up. You should have put something up on your green screen that distracted me from, the fact that the Niners are horrible.
I can't wear this shirt and this hat in the green screen. It's throwing my mojo off this week.
Jeez, what, is that a schmedium?
Yeah, you like that?
It fits you well.
Yeah.
Fits you well. All right. Get into it.
Hold on. You know, I have that. I want to be like DK Metcalf. He's got huge arms, massive potential. I meant, wow, I'm ready for the Seahawks breakdown.
A good starting point. So let me start here first. Since we have coined it the Western Standard Six, solid week. 4-2 for the Western Standard Six, sitting at 14-10 overall. Very good. Some data for you, Kay. When our intern is back from vacation, I don't know where he went.
I thought he was in LA with no mask on, celebrating with LeBron James.
And the Lakers, he may come down with COVID, but he's back for the time being. We're not making enough money to get him tested. Those daily tests don't work for us. So if you look at the AFC West, Kay Wynn, and the NFC West combined, although we only cover six of those teams, the records for all of those teams combined, 23 wins to only 16 losses. We're winning at roughly a 60% clip. Gets back to what coast is better, East or West. Thus far, conversely, on the East Coast, you take the AFC and the NFC teams combined, 12 wins and 26 losses, Kay Wynn. 30% winning percentage. And you and I both know, on both coasts, winter comes. The only thing you are doing is focused on that Sunday. Throughout the week revolves on NFL Sunday. If you're in New York, if you're in Manhattan, but yet, if you are living on the West Coast, you have a twice as better. Two times as good. Of chance of watching a winning NFL team. So my question, you've lived in Manhattan, you've lived in Hermosa. Where would you rather be right now? Would you rather be in the race for the playoffs or on the tank for Trevor movement, at least?
Race for the playoffs on the West Coast, sunny California on the beach, rooting for the Western Standard Six. But if I was stuck in New York, I would be watching Syracuse and hoping college basketball on the East Coast is good because football is donezo.
All right, let's get into the week five recap. Let's start in Seattle. I think we have to. You preempted it. It was the biggest game of the weekend, in my opinion. Sunday night, you had Kirk Cousins. You want to give me a you like that?
You like that?
The decision to go for it on fourth down, when you could have gone up by eight by just kicking the field goal, and you don't have Blair Walsh. You don't have Blair Walsh. Now, that could have come into Zimmer's thing. Blair Walsh missed from nearly that distance, wide left, not too long ago. Okay, when? But yet they go for it. And what happens? Cody Barton, who looked like he danced around runners, like it was touch football throughout the entire game. I watched him. Cody Barton, Pac-12 guy. Subbing in for Brooks, third linebacker. You got Wagner, you got Wright, you got Barton. Barton looked like he was playing patty kick half the time. Guys on the ground. But what does he do? Comes up, meets the fullback. Boom! Boom! Stops him. Fourth and one. Russ takes him 93 yards in less than 2 minutes for the game-winning score, DK Metcalf. Let me tell the story. Let me
come closer. DK, this is my DK.
You got a long way to go. You need push-ups and about 7,000 sit-ups.
I'm already tired.
But I bring this into play, Kay Wynn. You know what this is?
That's your 12th man bandana.
You probably can't see it, but it's got my dog's hair all over it. I will not put it on for that reason. But Roy was not wearing this up until that. I think I put it on when they had first and goal, or maybe it was first inside the red zone. And I put it on him. What happens? We turn it around. So Roy will be wearing this throughout the rest of the season. I will not be. But Roy is, I think, that he's a lot like Cody Barton. Goes around. He's not going to fight a dog. He's going to, you know, slap it. But, hey, when it comes time, put it on him. Russ goes 93 yards. And I'm thinking DK may be the offspring of Megatron and Julio.
That's my DK. And he is unbelievable. Wow. I'm trying to get big like him. I'm trying to run routes like him. Game winner to DK. Ooh, but you had it right. Seahawks didn't score in the first half. I was flipping to the Lakers game because I thought the Hawks were done. Then I turned it back. Rush drives them down the field, throws it to DK. Alexander Mattison, 112 yards rushing for the Minnesota Vikings. If he would have got to 113, the game would have been over. But he didn't. He got stopped. And wow, what a game. DK, can we get into DK a little bit?
We can. Go ahead.
He is third in the NFL with 496 receiving yards and tied for second with 5 touchdowns. Just behind DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs. Major breakout season. And more is on the way. Go Hawks. He looked great.
Hey, intern stat here. Another intern stat. Seahawks are 5-0 for the first time. Going into a bye week, they'll be 5-0 coming out of next week as well. My player of the week, though, excuse me, I won't say player of the week. My player of the game, if you watched the game, was KJ Wright in this. One-handed interception. The guy played out of his mind. People talk about Bobby Wagner. KJ Wright is becoming an all-pro, in my opinion, at least through the first 5 games of the season for the Hawks. Last note. Scary part for the Hawks. And if you have watched the Hawks like I have throughout the first 5 games, you know that you might have said, hey, I don't want to drink today. It's Sunday. I got to get up on Monday. Come Hawks game.
Said no one ever.
You're finding whatever's left in the fridge, whatever you might have on the beverage cart. You are consuming alcohol because these games have been so close. Roll 8s to follow. They haven't won a game by more than one score. Even against the lowly Dolphins, who the Niners lost to. Okay, when Don Shula hasn't popped his champagne, there's still a couple teams. And I will say this. Wouldn't it be kind of nice to see, and I'll say this on a bye week so they can't lose the following week and I get blamed for this, but Pete Carroll be the guy that pops the champagne after going undefeated?
Would be nice. West Coast popping.
Belichick couldn't do it. Anything else on the Hawks win?
No, they look great.
Highlight of my weekend. All right, let's get in the Chargers. Similar season in the Hawks, K-Win, but just on the losing side of every game. 4 losses have been by a combined 18 points. They were up big, 20-3 on the Saints. Herbert. Looked great. J-Mo's team, a losing household there in Hermosa. 2 questions. Is Herbert the franchise quarterback going forward, and how do the Chargers turn it around? I mean,
Herbert is a fantasy star, the cornerstone quarterback from LA. He lit up the Chiefs, he lit up the Saints, he lit up the Bucks. He just needs a little help on defense and a running game. I think the sky's the limit. And my buddy Hamblin called it, and I agree with him. It's like Herbert's going to be the best quarterback in this draft. Move over, Joe Burrow. Herbert is a star. And to go back to the Saints, so you've got Drew Brees, who's, I think he's older than me. He's in his 40s. You got Herbert, who's in his 20s. And Drew Brees, in the second half, he came out like a whole different quarterback, a whole different game plan. He threw for a touchdown. He threw, was 21 for 25, over 200 yards. And the Chargers, like you said, they lost their 4 straight. And each game has been by 1 score. So it's 1 play here or there, which I think they'll make some moves and a difference and hopefully get Herbert back in the saddle in the winning column.
Hey, is it just me? Is Herbert, this isn't a shot at him, but is it just me, or could Herbert easily be on a proactive commercial?
Does he have acne?
Maybe after his first outright in win, he will clear up a little bit, but Herbert is a little young, but he's got an arm. Collinsworth came out and said, listen, this guy outplayed Drew Brees outright. Yeah. But he doesn't have a guy like Alvin Kamara in the backfield. You got Joshua Kelly, a rookie, a walk-on, formerly from UCLA, and Justin Jackson, who hasn't had a lot of reps. You miss Eckler. You had Keenan Allen go down early in the season, or excuse me, early in the game with a little back after the touchdown. He looked great in the first. It was a tale of two halves. You're exactly right. And I think the better defense won out there. All right, let's go to Zone and the Cards. Just Roots Cards. They beat the J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Nothing much else to say here, I imagine. Everyone in New York, their bandwagoners, are now donning the red, white, and blue. Long Island included. Adam Jacobs, already there. He's not even on the bandwagon. But it's not because they're patriotic. It's because they're now fans of the Buffalo Bills. New York's decimated. Other notes on this game. Kyler Murray came back, threw for 380 yards. Hopkins went for six catches, 131 yards, and a score. Drizzy Drake, if you drafted him in your fantasy league, finally gets back in the end zone. But I will say this. Chase Edmonds, and we'll talk about this with Adam Burns, fantasy guru, looked a little bit better, a little flashier. What'd you see in this game, K-Win?
Hopkins had six catches. So now he leads the NFL in both receptions with 45 and yards with 528. He got back on track. The Cardinals won an easy game out east. And the Jets now are focused on ACC college football Saturday. Statistically speaking, the Jets are the worst team in the NFL and have the highest probability of drafting Trevor Lawrence, the QB from Clemson. Whew, rough week for the Jets. And they let go of Le'Veon, too. It's like, ooh, I don't know. I love me some Sam Darnold, USC grad. But if you're in a position to have the number one overall pick, I think you have to draft Lawrence. He's a
gotta,
generational quarterback.
He's got to be worried if you're Sam Darnold.
Excited to get out of there.
Adam Gase. I don't know what Adam Gase's deal is, but I would fire him yesterday, in my own opinion. And if you're a Jets fan, I don't know how you continue through the season. Jamal Adams was smart to get out of there when he did. And thankfully, he's playing for the Hawks. Hopefully, he's rested up. We'll see him in week seven off of bye. All right, the Rams. They completed the quadfecta, K-Win. You texted me and said the Rams are fool's gold. Do you know why? They've only beat teams in the NFC East. That's the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants. And last week, the Washington football team. If you watched any of those games, you're probably wondering when the regular season actually starts for the Rams because it's been a layup this far. Okay, when Daryl Henderson, you said they're a running team. Junior got in the end zone twice, but rookie Cam Akers led them in rushing. 4-1 isn't bad. It feels like it should be a win, but it kind of feels gross. Like you're playing pool and you're down three balls, but the guy scratches and you win. Mm-hmm. And you take $200 on him, off him. Or
that's
whatever.
How I normally went in pool.
You are the Rams of pool. So tell me, right now, today, do you believe the Rams are the second best team in the NFC West, and do they make the playoffs?
No and no. The Cardinals are the second best team. The Rams' schedule is not favorable on the back end. I think they're going to hit a midseason dip. They're going to finish 500. They still have to play the Seahawks twice, the Niners twice. The Niners could maybe squeak away one this Sunday, and the Cardinals twice. They have a very tough schedule. I don't see the Rams making the playoffs, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
And side note for listeners, I have a bet out there that the Cardinals or Browns will have a better record than the Rams. Good bet or bad bet on my part? End of the season.
Great bet.
Ooh, I like it. I might have some money coming back to me from Wheezy then.
Before we leave this game, I want to give a shout out to Alex Smith. He came back from that gruesome injury, got out there and played, and it's good to see him back. And everyone's talking about on Twitter and social media, he's got to win comeback player of the year. I mean, a lot of people thought he was done. He was back. He played. So ex-Niner, ex-Utah Ute, congratulations. Welcome back, Alex Smith.
Absolutely. And he took a hit from Aaron Donald. Yeah. And if you do that your first game back, well done. All right. The Raiders.
Raiders.
After a down game against the Bills in which we thought the Bills would show up hungover, they didn't. But they go into Arrowhead. They travel to Arrowhead, which with fans is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. And if it's without fans, it's still one of the toughest places because you're in Kansas City and – you're playing Patrick Mahomes. But here's what I heard. Okay, one. This isn't from my intern. This is from an external source. The John Gruden was playing chess while Andy Reid was eating a barbecue sandwich and playing checkers, because the Raiders ran the same defensive set throughout the first half, knowing Mahomes would pick them off a few places, score. They went in a halftime, tied. Mm-hmm. You look at the second half, tale of two halves. They came out, Mahomes was a little confused. He didn't get the big chunks that he wanted. So I feel like the Raiders are like playing craps right now with the season. You're either on a heater, you're making money for everyone, or you crap out and you got $100 on the hard ways. And I'll end with this. We have said it, both you and I, Henry Ruggs is the key to that team. Without him, they haven't won. With him, I believe they're 3-0.
Yeah.
So who is it? Are you making money for everyone, or are you crapping out if you're a Raiders fan?
The Raiders are making the playoffs. I am doubling down on the pass line and betting on the shooter. And that shooter is David Carr, and he is ready. No, but you said it right. It's Ruggs. So I got some data for you. They're 3-0 when he plays. They average 36 points a game. When he's out of the lineup, they're 0-2, and they average 21.5. He opens up the field for everyone, Renfro, Waller, Jacobs. And another reason why the Raiders will make the playoffs is because the AFC South is stacked. But other than that, in the West, they play the Chargers twice and the Broncos twice. That's potentially 3 to 4 more wins on the back end half of the schedule. And then if you look at the AFC East, garbage. And so I think the Raiders have a great shot of not taking the title away from the Chiefs in the division, but I think they can get a wild card, and I think they can sneak their way into the playoffs.
Yeah, there's 8 teams this year, correct, going into the playoffs? Yeah. I think I agree with you. I think it's weird how easily we've predicted this, in that if you give David Carr deep threats, it opens it up. I think the other stat that you could probably tie a line to is that Josh Jacobs, when Henry Ruggs is in the lineup, has gone for multiple touchdowns, if not 3. Without, people are stacking the box, putting 7, putting 8 guys in the box. So if you got Ruggs, went 2 receptions, 121 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Boom or bust. That's like playing
midnight. Right away, they went deep to him.
That's like midnight on the rollout. You're hitting 30 for 1. You hit it once. Boom, you're good. All right. My game of the week outside of the Hawks was watching your Niners just in disarray at home.
Yeah.
Absolute disarray. Where you have Miami coming in. Fitzmagic. You thought this was going to be a good game for the Niners. Somewhat healthy. I mean, I would say that Jimmy G is coming back, and then all of a sudden he's holding a clipboard. What happened? Give me more than what I saw, K-Win. What's going on with the Niners?
So here's my take. The Niners rushed Jimmy G back because they wanted to get to 3-2, because they wanted to keep their playoff hopes alive. They didn't feel comfortable with going with either backup and losing and going to 2-3. So Jimmy, I don't think he went through a full day of practice. He was at practice, and if you saw him, he was hesitant to kind of put his foot down and follow through. 2 turnovers led to a disastrous game, which led to the Dolphins just putting up big numbers. And now my Niners, like my Jets, are focused on college football, but not the ACC, because Lynch likes to draft defensive players. So let me give you a little K-Win's wisdom here. In 2018, Jimmy G tore his ACL. That led to Bosa, the number 2 pick in 2019. In 2020, Bosa tore his ACL earlier in the year. So who are they going to get? They're going to go after Mekhi Parsons, linebacker from Penn State, match him with Fred Warner. I'm sorry, Niners fans. I think they're out of the playoff race here. They still played the Seahawks twice, the Cardinals twice, the Rams. They played the Bucks. Let me go over the Niners' next 7 games for you, if I can find it. Rams at home. Go on the road to play the Pats. Go on the road to play the Seahawks. Then they come home to play the Packers. Then they go play the Saints and the Rams back on the road. Then they come back and host the Bills. Wow. Go Penn State. Go Mekhi Parsons. Let's build for next year.
Let me see if I can get rid of this real quick. And let me see if I can put the ticker on it. I can't, but let's get into week six. Okay. All right. We got a lot of people playing BYE.
Well, before, do we go player of the week?
Yeah, let me get – good point. Go ahead. You lead. Player of the week.
See, I'm Western going Standard with
– player of the week, K-Win.
Aaron Donald.
Week five.
Los Angeles Rams. He had four sacks, now leads the NFL with 7.5 sacks. Aaron Donald is my player of the week.
Can you get those weights in your hands again? DK Metcalf. I don't know how you can choose a different guy. If you watch that game down the stretch, this is where a rookie becomes a man who becomes an all-pro. Russell looked to him constantly down the stretch. I mean, I think even he threw an incompletion right before the reception to win the game, but he came up with a big catch, and it's almost like expected at this point. He played such a well-rounded game, so DK is my player of the week. All right, let's get into week six. It's slim pickings. Like I said, we got the Hawks, Raiders, and Chargers all on byes. Probably good for most. I'm a little wary the Raiders will come back and celebrate that Chiefs win. Hopefully not out on the strip. Stay away. The only thing that could hurt these teams on byes is COVID.
Yeah.
Because I was listening, and a lot of guys go back during these bye weeks, and they'll generally go to their alma mater, watch a game. Well, you probably don't want to do that, especially with college campuses the way they are. Yep. And so it's going to be limited. Hopefully they stay close. But let's preview first.
Or they do a boat party like the Vikings did with Culpepper and Moss and some ballet dancers.
All right. So we got Cards versus Dallas. We all, if you watched football, if you follow sports at all, you know what happened to Dak. Very unfortunate. So you have the Cards coming in to town to Arlington, play at AT&T, the house that Jerry built. You have the Cards coming off a win. Dallas coming off a win. You got the Red Rocket. Is that his name? Is that his nickname?
Yeah, I think so.
The Red Rocket?
Yeah.
The Red Rocket.
The Red Rocket, Andy Dalton.
If you're a dog owner, you know he should change his nickname. So you got Kyler coming back to Hopkins, actually coming back to the same state he used to play in Texas. Games on turf. I think the Cards play a little bit better when you're out on turf. Kyler's going to run around. What do you see in this game? I see a lot of probably different headlines than, say, the game. I think it's probably going to be a lot of Dalton, a lot of what happens with Dak, but who's going to win the game?
So the Cowboys D has given up 12 passing touchdowns and only taken away one interception from the opposing quarterback. So Kyler's going to have a big game, huge game, 300 yards passing, three TDs. Cowboys, on the other hand, are starting the Red Rocket, their backup quarterback, former Cincinnati starting quarterback, Andy Dalton. So I'm going with the Red Rocket. I'm sorry. I don't see the Cards winning this game. I think the Cowboys are too loaded offensively with Gallup, Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Ezekiel Elliott, Schultz, the tight end. Dallas can't stop anyone, so they better hope they have the ball last. And I think they will, and I think they'll score and win.
So you take the over on this one. Over. And it could be win-win for Dak. I could see that happening as well. All right. Let's get into the first game, where it pits two Western Standard Six teams against each other, I believe, this time this season, where you got the Rams versus the Niners in Levi Stadium. Oddly enough, the Niners have only beat the New York teams. They've lost to every porpoise and flying bird that they've faced. So they've lost to the Eagles, Cards, and Dolphins. I mean, neither team has really represented, had a win against, I believe, a winning record team outside of maybe... Yeah, I don't think they have, quite frankly. So you got teams both trying to find themselves, Shanahan versus McVay. Why don't I play McVay? You play Shanahan. What are you going to do during this game to win the game?
Well, I want to be McVay. If I'm Shanahan, it's ball control, it's ball control, it's ball control. I'm going to limit how many times the Rams have the ball. I'm going to spread the field horizontally. It's going to be jet sweeps. It's going to be end arounds. It's going to be bubble screens. It's going to be tight end. I'm not making any plays. I'm not throwing the ball down the field vertically. I'm just going to control the ball. I'm going to run the ball. And hopefully I'll have fewer turnovers and we will win a low scoring game.
All right. If I'm McVay on the other side, I look at it as you don't really know who your quarterback is. You probably want to throw in something, a defensive scheme that one's going to limit those jet sweeps. So make sure your DNs are out protecting the edge, but also double bracket a guy like George Kittle. We saw it the week that he came back, 15 receptions, and I'm sure they probably did it last week with Miami. As long as Kittle's not going over the middle, I don't see any of those rookies, or excuse me, between Ayuk, Samuel, Bourne going over the middle anytime soon. So just take away the middle of the field. Press people to the outside and make sure you have nickel packages where you can run those guys, like if Mozart's around, run him out of bounds, McKinnon, so forth. You win the defensive side, get the ball back, and just pound it. You got Akers, you got Henderson, and then you got two pretty good tight ends that Goff can throw to. So they're very similar teams,
yeah,
in my opinion, which is, you know, and to see two very similar teams with two dissimilar records, it's due to a guy like Aaron Donald. Just
one thing I'll add on to it is I think McVay should open up the offense this week. Everyone knows they run. The run first Ram. Fitzmagic looked like Dan Marino last week, throwing for over 300 yards and, I don't know, 500 touchdowns. So I expect Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp to go big and put up big numbers because Sherman's out and the Niners secondary is looking more like Swiss cheese right now. There's a lot of holes into it. So I'll be interested if McVay listens to me or if he listens to you. But either way, I think they have a great shot of winning this week.
All right. And we're going to hold off on our fantasy take. We're going to get Adam Burns, my good buddy, on the show to kind of take us through his season, his draft, where he's at to this point, trades, players to watch, and so forth. But you got your week 5 recap, your week 6 preview. Only two teams from the Western Standard 6 playing. Do you want to make a little wager? I'll take the Rams in that game.
Yeah, I was still going to take the Niners.
Okay.
Because I have to.
Solid 10. J-Mo and K-Win couldn't come up with a win. Senor Roy wearing his Hawks bandana, 5-0. All in all, we should be pretty happy about the season so far.
Yeah.
Western Standard 6. Big Ben and K-Win, you can catch us wherever you get your podcast.
Also, we're on No Filter now. Check us out, nofiltermedia.com. We'll be having some live shows. We'll be having a lot of fun. Make sure you check in and watch for more.
Boom, 88 Acres. We love you, Seed Bar, everything you do for us. And check us out. Fantasy coming in. DK, K-Win, we'll stay here until you hit 1,000 and you can actually look like DK.
Get your swole on WST_podcast, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and more. And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.